You are listening to the Eternity Church Podcast. For location and service times, please visit us online at myeternitydm.com.
Welcome to church. Come on, turn to your neighbor, look at him, say, welcome to church. Welcome to 2019 at Eternity Church. I'm so glad you're here. I really am. I believe that God's going to minister to each and every one of you together and in different ways today. And I've got a gift, though, for every single new person in this place today. If you're new here today, I want to give you a welcome box, all right? But let me tell you about this first, though, all right? This year, don't sit down. You won't get to run up and get this. Come on, yo. Wait, what's it with that section? Right? I'm not shaming them. God bless that section, but the whole section sat down. I blame my wife. She's at the front. She's leading it, right? Come on. Good night. There you go. Anyway, yeah. What's going on? Anyway, let me tell you about these new boxes, all right? We've always had welcome gifts for everybody in our church, and we started off with these welcome boxes a couple of years ago, and last year we got these cylinders, but I couldn't stop saying the word box. I kept saying welcome box, and so the team's like, well, we better do boxes for 2019 because Pastor Jesse can't figure out how to say cylinder or tube, and so we did a welcome box again. But let me tell you, there's been a lot of thought and effort go into this. This is the first weekend that we've been given these away, and the whole team, our graphics department and everyone, they've been working hard designing t-shirts and journals and boxes and everything just to bless you. So after the service today, what I want you to do is run out to the lobby, and immediately to your right, if you're new, go and grab your welcome box, all right? Nobody should ever come to church without leaving with a blessing, all right? Even if you don't like my sermon, at least you'll leave with a welcome box, all right? That's our heart anyway. I hope you like the sermon, but anyway, you'll leave with something no matter what. And every year we do like a t-shirt. This year, because we just believe in double, come on, someone say double. Double, 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 come on. This year, there's two t-shirts in there and a couple other little goodies as well. Now, anyone can have those. Any new people, go out and get that. Also, we've been told that if you were new in December and you were like holding out, or maybe you went and got the other gift, you can double dip and you can get a welcome box as well, all right? Because we love you and we don't want you to miss out. But right now, I'm going to give this one away. You don't have to be new to get this one. You just have to be fast. So first person to jump onto the stage gets it. Over there, I'm so sorry. He was just up like, oh my goodness, that was quick. Quick. So quick. We should bless you as well anyway, because you like took a tumble, you dove onto the stage, right? Someone get that young lady a welcome box as well. She dove onto the stage, right? That's why I didn't want everyone to sit down, because I knew people were going to have to run to get that. But anyway, hey, turn to your neighbor, say, welcome to 2019, and take your seats. Well, it was an amazing year last year. It's going to be a fantastic year this year. I'm so glad that you all are here today, and I'm excited about what God's doing in our church. I'm excited about what God's going to continue to do in our church. God bless you. Thank you, Shanna, for blessing the young lady right there. And but hey, this year's going to be a really big year. It's going to be a great year for our church. It's going to be a great year for everyone in our church and everybody who's connected to our church. And we're going to be doing a lot of great things this year. I thought that I would maybe take a moment and share with you some of the things that are going to be happening this year. You want to hear some of the things that are going on? Awesome. Y'all are awake. 10:45. Got that extra bit of sleep. Come on there, right? Y'all are awake, that's good. So you want to hear some of the things going on this year. So this year, we're going to be renovating and building a new library for McKinley Elementary on the south side of Des Moines. Because, check it out, we took up a Kingdom Expansion offering and we said we needed to go big and bigger and better than any offering we've ever taken up before. And y'all gave $80,000. $80,000. That's the biggest offering we've ever taken up at Eternity Church. Y'all gave more for that than you did so we could buy our building in one offering. That shows our outward heart to bless the community, amen. We love the community, and I want to encourage you, don't be like, well, that's done. You can still give in Kingdom Expansion every month. We'll talk about it every month, what we're doing there, what we're doing in India, what we're doing locally, what we're doing in America. We'll talk about it every month. You can still do that online. You can set up automated online at myeternity.com, but we don't just want to do what we promised. We want to kind of, you know, have that heart of God, right? Where God said, I can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or imagine, right? Well, a school now can imagine, but we want to do exceedingly abundantly above. It's not like, let's just do that. It's no, we want to go above and bless our community in every single way that we possibly can, amen? So God bless you. Thank you. Keep giving, and that's going to be awesome. This year, I wrote in my notes, I don't know why, I feel like Jesus was there going, you have little faith, you know? Like, I said we're going to see 1,000 people saved this year and realized we saw 20 every week last year. Why am I asking for 1,000? What is wrong with me, Jesse of little faith? Come on, we're going to see 2,000 people give their lives to Jesus, amen? We don't care. They don't have to stay here. We're not controlling or obsessive. They can give their lives here and go back to Montana or wherever it is that they visited from and connect to a great church. We'll help them connect to a church there. Or maybe they end up in another church. That's fine. But we want to see 2,000 people's lives radically changed by the power of gospel. Amen? And that's what we want to see this year. We're going to go to India again. I went to India last year, and I heard that some of you had bets on whether or not I would come home early freaking out about, like, germs and stuff. I heard about it. Y'all are like, yeah, I know I'm a bit of a germaphobe, but come on. I have a measure of faith in my God, all right? And I tell you, I went over there, but I was blown away. It was a way better experience than I was expecting to have. And I want to tell you, you need to sign up and show your interest today. Don't show your interest next week. Show your interest today. Tell them at the info desk or Lindsay and Nathan Veach here. Let them know that you want to go and be a part of our trip to India. I went there this year and last year, and I can tell you, it will bless you. It blessed me. It will bless you. But even more importantly than that, no offense, it will bless them. It will bless that church. They're doing a phenomenal job over there, okay? So get involved in that. You know, last year we blessed a bunch of churches and, you know, bought them soundboards and, soundboard? Yeah, bought them soundboards, you know, little things with levers on it that make noise happen. And we bought that. We helped the church with lights and different things. We sowed money into churches. This year, we don't just want to, like, we'll try and help some churches. This year, we want to have a goal and see 20 churches blessed by our church, right? Our church blessing 20 churches around the United States, not just in India, around the United States, showing them that there's hope, that they can come alive, that they can bring hope and blessing to their community, amen? And so we're just going to help that. Another really new thing that we're going to do this year, and this is brand spanking new, right? We haven't told anyone outside of this weekend. We're going to launch this idea called Eternity Streaming Parties, all right? What are they? Well, they're like parties in other cities around the Midwest, big cities around the Midwest, where there might be a bunch of people that want to be a part of our services. So what we're going to do is put on our website the locations people can go where they can watch, worship with us, and watch our service live in other cities around the Midwest. Does that sound exciting? And so, because here's the thing, if you're watching online right now, I'm so glad that you're attending Eternity Church online, and that's brilliant, but you need to know that it will never, ever match being together with people worshiping God and experiencing that encouragement that comes when the believers get together. That's why Scripture says, do not forsake the gathering of the believers. It doesn't say, do not forsake the reading, because back then, the equivalent of watching online was reading the transcript afterwards, right? It says, do not forsake the gathering of the believers. And so I'm glad you're attending online, but what I want you to do is every chance you get, be in one of our services, because it will tremendously bless your life. But that's why in these other places, we don't want 10 people in Kansas City in 10 different homes. We'd rather 10 people in one home worshiping the Lord together, experiencing that fellowship and blessing that comes when the people gather. Amen? And so we're super excited about that opportunity for people all around the Midwest. We got a bunch of guest speakers coming this year. We got Reggie Dabbs. Hey! Reggie. No, what is it? Is that it? I know how to dab when I get two tries. Was your first weekend one of the weeks we had Reggie Dabs? Just give me a wave if that's you. Just put your hand up. There was about a couple of families in the last service, about five in the Saturday night. So, yeah, there are people whose first weekend was Reggie Dabs. I want to tell you all, Reggie Dabs is just a dynamic preacher of the gospel. You know what his greatest heart is? That you know God loves you. Your friends need to know that. When Reggie comes in a couple of weeks, there's going to be a ton of people give their lives to Jesus Christ. You need to make sure your neighbors and your friends are a part of that. Amen. So bring them in. So we got Reggie Dabs. We got Pastor Benny Perez, the prophetic extraordinaire. We got Paul Gilling, David Hall, Wendy Perez, Sean Smith. We got a great bunch of guests coming this year and a couple other really big, exciting things that we'll share with you later on. We got Easter coming in a few months. I love Easter. Easter is my favorite holiday of the year. And Easter's going to be epic. You'll hear more about that in a couple of weeks. But Christmas 2019 is getting a big makeover. We've done the Tonight Show the last 3 years, and that was amazing. I loved it. Anyone else? Like, we just have so much fun at Eternity Church. But Christmas is getting a total makeover this year where we're going to go to the next level, praise God, and we're going to have an amazing family experience and a few other things. Here's the thing. When I have an idea in my head, I can't handle not seeing it happen, all right? Things need to go from start to finish in my head. Is anyone else like that? And so I had a bit of a vision for 2019, and so it's what's going to happen, all right? And so I had this vision it just being a massive, big celebration of the greatness of our God, right? I have this vision of dancers dropping from the rafters, which means it's going to happen, all right? Oh, I'll find a way even if I got to learn to dance and drop from a rafter myself, right? Come on, right? Going to be an amazing time, drama, pyrotechnics, just a great celebration of how big, I'm not even kidding. We're going to not set fire to this place. Don't worry. We'll have that emergency exit door working before Christmas so we can have a great service. Praise God. And it's going to be great. But we're always finding new and exciting ways to bless our community. I can't tell you how glad I am that you're with us on this journey. And I mean that. I'm not just saying that because it's the right thing to say because I'm the pastor. No, I really flippin' love the people in this church. Every one of you, you're amazing. I'm so glad that we're on this journey together and that we all have a heart to bless Des Moines and Central Iowa and even the Midwest now, praise God. So anyway, so this weekend, the message is titled Received. In fact, all of January, it's Receive. And some of you are probably wondering what this is all about, you know. It's on my shirt and it's on the welcome boxes out there in the lobby. And it's just a word that God gave us for our church for this year. And I want to tell you about it. So this is like mountains, right? You probably figured that out. But in Scripture, mountains often represent faith. They often represent victory and resource and the power of God and the blessing of God coming into people's lives. And so what you see in this graphic is you see a magnet over there, and then you see these mountains getting bigger and bigger and bigger and being drawn toward the magnet. Mountains of resource, mountains of faith, mountains of victory being drawn toward the magnet. And what we're trying to have you all understand is that as a believer, when you walk in the favor of God, you are that magnet. You hear that? You are that magnet. Just attracting the favor of God, attracting the resource, attracting victory. Not just victory in new things, but victory over the trials and the troubles of your life. Victory, faith, resource in Jesus' name. Amen. You are that magnet. And so I'm just super excited to finally share with you some of the things that I've been praying about for our church and for you this year. See, I'm a big believer in seasons. Now, that might come as a surprise because most of you know that I'm super just uninterested in New Year's resolutions and things like that. That's not because I don't like to change. It's actually because when I see something wrong in my life, I like to just be like, yeah, let's fix that today. You know, I'm kind of a do-it-now guy, so I can't wait till January. You know, if in February you're like drinking 37 coffees a day, right, and you realize this is not healthy for me, you know what, if I live to January, I'm going to change that in January. You know, I'm not really into that. I'm into the just do it now, right? Like, just change it now, fix it now. And so for that reason, I've never been big on New Year's resolutions, although I'm starting to, you know, minutely come around. This year I did set two. I didn't wait. I just thought about it in December and thought, yeah, I need to change that. I know, I'll change that on January 1st. I failed on one of them already, but I'm going to start again tomorrow, all right? Come on, we're going to get it right, right? But I'm not a big New Year's resolution guy, but I am a seasons guy. See, God set the world up that way. It operates in seasons. It operates in day and night and months and summers, winters, spring and autumn. God set the world up to operate in seasons. In the Word of God, we see God talking about years that represent, now I said years, God talks about years that represent certain themes or seasons in a believer's life, in a country's life, or even in a church's life. Now God's not restricted to that theme, right? If there's something happening in that season, or it's a year of this or a year of that, God's not restricted to only this or that. He can do anything that he wants in any season. Just because last year's theme or launch pad message was love your life and this year's is receive, doesn't mean that this year you can't love your life, or that last year nobody received anything from God. Do you hear what I'm saying? See, a year of God's favor doesn't mean that his favor can't come any other year. It's about an intensity in this year. It's about a heavenly focus in the now, a specific lesson to be learned or received in that year. A year of God's favor wouldn't mean that God's favor didn't come last year. It means that God's favor is intensified and we've got to learn about that this year. Amen? So this year, God is going to do many, many good things in our church and in your life. And the specific thing that I believe that God said to me, and you got to understand, I'm not a big God said guy. I'm not a big, hey, God said you need to do this. You know, I don't throw that around. God said you need to buy me a Rolex. No, I don't throw stuff like that around for my own benefit or for my own glory. But when God does say, I'm going to tell you, God said. Like when we were meeting in a theater 6 years ago and God said, move into that building that's 27 times too big for you and 100 times too expensive for you. But God said. So I told him, this is what we're going to do and God will provide. And guess what? He did. He provided. And then in that 27 times too big building, we had to go to multiple services and renovate it. Because when you obey the voice of God, God responds. Amen? So this year, the specific thing that I believe God is saying to us as a body, excuse me, as a church, is that he wants to teach us to receive. For our church, this is what the Lord shared for me, that we are going to receive. See, as a young church, only 6 or so years old as Eternity Church, we don't have 30 years of credibility. We don't have 30 years of favor or 30 years of resource storage, or 30 years of blessing. We don't have 30 years of reputation and 30 years of community awareness. Now, we haven't let that stop us, have we? Like, we haven't, have we? Like, look around. We just keep sending and sending and sending and going and going and going and believing and believing and working hard. You know, we have worked really hard and prayed really hard, and we're not going to stop. We've believed really hard and we've faithed really hard. But as I was praying, God showed me that 2019 is the year that we receive the 30 years. See, what has come with hard work is going to come easier with faith. And then when you add hard work, it's going to multiply in Jesus' name. Amen. 2019 is the great equalizer for our church. See, we will end this year having received a tremendous increase in resource, a tremendous increase in community awareness and reputation, people having heard about who we are, an increase in the favor of God among the people of Des Moines. God says that he will give us favor. This is the word of God now, right? God says in the Bible that he will give us favor among men. That means mankind, not just the dudes, all right? Yeah, women will like us too. Hallelujah. Praise God, right? See, God is going to give us that favor, that 30 years worth this year, because God, who is outside of time, does not need 30 years to give us 30 years of credibility. God, who is outside of time, doesn't need 30 years to give us a reputation of God's favor and blessing, hope and justice and joy in Des Moines. Amen. He doesn't need the 30 years, and so he's going to accelerate it and bring it today. It's the great equalizer, and people will be overwhelmed and overjoyed with what God is doing in their community because of your church. Amen. Is that good news? See, God's calling us as a young church into a season of growth, a season where the community have heard about what God is doing here, a season where people take notice when they hear the word Eternity Church, because now God has built the foundation. See, we've been a church plant, and we say words like we're a church plant or planted or this, that, and the other. But you know what? We're not a church plant anymore. The foundation is built. Hallelujah. The foundation is built. Did you hear that? Praise God. It's strong. The foundation is strong. And now God is adding levels. Levels. Ground floor. Second floor, third floor, fourth floor, come on, fifth floor. Because, church, we have not arrived. All the foundation is built. We aren't arrived. It's not, yay, we got a foundation. We're done. Pick it up. Everybody go home. Peace. Hey, everyone, come check out my slab. I got a concrete slab. Look at it. Yeah, we've arrived. I used to sleep on sand, but now God has given me a slab. The work's done. It's such a nice slab. We didn't polish it, so you got grip. Like, come on. God ain't done. We got a foundation. We haven't arrived. We're not at the finish line. This is just the beginning. The foundation is just the beginning. Our God isn't finished yet, amen. He's only just finished building the foundation. And every year and every season, he's going to add more levels, levels of blessing, levels of maturity, levels of discipleship in your life and in my life, levels of increase, levels of reputation, credibility and influence, and levels of faith. Hallelujah. Church, are you excited about the future? Are you excited about the ground floor, second floor, third floor? Come on. I don't want to be the church that was only excited about a foundation and then not excited about what God wants to do. I believe that when you look around at what God's done, it's nothing compared to what he's going to do. Now, I'm thankful for each and every one of you, but God brought you here not only to bless you, but so that you could be a worker building a ground floor and a second floor and a third floor. God brought you here for a purpose beyond just you and your family, one that will overflow and bless every person in Des Moines, Central Iowa, and the Midwest. Glory to God. Amen. You have purpose, praise God. We're taking ground and expanding the kingdom of God. This is the word of the Lord for Eternity Church in 2019. Come on, will you receive that with me? I have the same word of God for you. Receive. Not just for our church. See, our church, it's one body made up of individual parts. Well, I got a word for the parts as well. Receive. God wants to teach us all to receive all that God has already done for us, all that God has already given us, and all that God has already paid for us. See, we spend a lot of time at Eternity Church talking about the grace of God, the blessings of God, the goodness of God, and on and on and on, and it's wonderful and it's true, and we will never stop talking about that. But this year is the year that you learn to ask and receive. Accept all that God has done for you. If you just read the first 14 verses of Ephesians, you'll understand that God has done it all for you, that God has done tremendous things for you. In just those 14 verses, I won't read the whole thing, I'll just tell you, all right? In just those 14 verses, you'll see that he has blessed us in verse 3, chosen us in verse 4, predestined us to do great things for him, and great things for him and the kingdom of God in verse 5 and 11. He's accepted each and every one of us, verse 6, redeemed us and all the crap in our lives and all the nasty things that we've done or that we've said or that have been done to us. It's all been redeemed, amen, in verse 7. What does redeemed mean? Redeems means takes it and makes it good. Takes it and makes it right. So every bad thing in your life, God has taken it and made it a blessing for you in the kingdom of God. Praise God, that's good. Because some of us have done some really dumb things. And he's redeemed it in Jesus' name. He's graced us in verse 8. He's shown us that he has plans for our lives in verse 9. He's left us an inheritance in verse 14 and 11. And he has sealed our salvation by giving us the gift of the Holy Ghost on our lives in verse 13. Hallelujah. God has already done all those things for you. Already done them. These are things you don't even have to ask for. You don't have to ask for him. He's done them already. You just need to receive them. You just need to accept them and live in them. See, some things you got to ask for. Some things you just got to receive. See, when I get home from work, let's say I stay at work really late. Your family might not be like this, but in our family, I work and my wife, well, she works too, but she's a stay-home mom with our kids. And we got five psycho kids. And so she's just full-time doing that, right? But sometimes if I get home late and the family might already be at the table, my darling wife might have already cooked a meal, but if they're all sitting at the table and there's a plate there with my food on it, you know, I don't need to walk in and say, honey, can I have some dinner? It's there already. She already cooked it. She already put a knife and fork there for me. Like, that's a blessing. I don't have to use my hands, right? She's already put the meal on the table. I don't have to say, honey, can I have some dinner? No, I just got to walk in and go, honey, thank you for dinner. I receive it. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to enjoy it. So many things God has already done for you, and you're still trying to get him to give it to you. Already done it. A couple of years ago, Lauren and I bought a house. See, we moved to America with two kids. We now have five, right? Five kids. There's something in the water in Des Moines. I recommend bottled water. If you don't want to have a billion kids, stop drinking the water in Des Moines. Come on, right? So our house wasn't big enough, so we bought a new house, or a new-to-us house, and it was much bigger, and we thank God for that. But we needed to borrow a couple of hundred grand to get it done. And so a friend of ours told us about a guy with really good rates, and he told us, and he told that man about us as well. He said, look, hey, I've got a friend coming in to see you, best-looking man you've ever seen, most beautiful woman you've ever seen. You'll recognize him the second they walk in the door. He didn't recognize us. I don't know what happened, but... No, he told them about us, and he told us about them, and made the connection. Now, in this particular case, I did have to ask for something, didn't I, right? Sometimes you have to ask. There are things you need to ask for, and if you don't ask, you won't receive them, okay? See, today's word is part asking, part receiving, okay? Sometimes to receive, you need to ask. Sometimes to receive, you need to receive. Jesus even said in, where's my button? There it is. Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. How many people? For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open. Now, Jesus' earthly brother, James, went on to say, you do not have because you do not ask. You do not have because you do not ask. Now, I could have gone into that bank and I could have just sat at his desk and been like this. Make it rain. But I needed to ask for what I wanted. I had to open my mouth and ask, hey, bro, can you get me like a couple of hundred grand? That'd be neat. Yeah, sure, Jesse, no problem at all. Okay, nice, thanks, bro, this was fun. But there's another level to it, though. You do not have because you do not ask, but for some of us, you do not have because you do not receive. You do not have because you do not ask, but there is this other level. Some of us do not have because we will not receive. My banker did all the work. All the work. My banker did all the credit checks, prepared all the documents, found all the money, got me a super duper great rate. Guaranteed me, come on in, get this. You're going to get your new home. Yay. But guess what? None of that actually got me the home. That didn't mean that now I have a home. He can do all the work for me, get all that money organized, but be sitting at his desk waiting for me to come and get it, but I still don't have a home until I roll into that office, sign those documents, and receive those funds and receive that house. Likewise, church, God has done all the work. He's done it all. God has done your credit check. And then he pulls up your credit report and it's just a picture of Jesus. That's it. He's like, yeah, I'll give that guy some money. I'll give that guy it. Come on, you don't have to deserve it. There's a thing called imputed righteousness. No, I don't know. I know I don't normally go all like theological and stuff, but there's a theological term called imputed righteousness. It means the righteousness of God has been slapped on you. Imputed even goes further. It's been like absorbed into you, like osmosis. It's in you, it's on you, it's all around you. You are righteous. So when God does your credit check, he just sees Jesus' righteousness. Hallelujah. He's done all the research to make sure that this thing that you're asking for, or this thing that he's done will bless you and not curse you. Because sometimes we want things that will ruin us. He's prepared all the documents, but you still got to roll into his presence and say, I receive it. I'm a live in that blessing. I'm a live in that forgiveness. I'm going to live in that grace. I'm going to enjoy that favor. Hello. Friends, you have already been forgiven, by the way. I'm going to tell you about something, right? Now, this for some people is like a massive theological shift. For some people, they're like, it's just a different word, whatever. No. You are already forgiven. Every single person in the room, even if you don't know Jesus, you're already forgiven. Will you receive it? Will you receive it? See, we've said things like that at our church for a long time, but still sometimes in our salvation prayer, we say things like, please forgive us. But we've had this real understanding now that it needs to permeate every aspect of our prayer life and life, where we don't say, please forgive us. Like, we don't need to ask for that. We need to receive what he has already done. Lord God, we receive your forgiveness. Hallelujah. We receive your grace. We receive your mercy. If you haven't been convinced yet that God loves you, that God intends to bless you, and that God will bless you, listen to Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you'll wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, but your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are? Come on, are you not much more valuable than they are, church? Can any of you, by worrying, add another hour to your life? So why do you worry about clothes? See, we use the word worry about a different way than what they meant in Scripture, okay? Sometimes we'll say something like, oh, don't worry about it. You know, sometimes we say worry and we think don't think about, right? So we say, don't worry about what you wear. For us, sometimes that means don't think about what you wear. No, he's saying worry for him is the actual real word of it, stress, freaking out about. Don't stress and freak out about these things. Who by stressing and freaking out can add another hour to their lives? Why do you stress and freak out about clothes. See how the flowers of the field grow. They don't labor or spin, yet not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown in a fire tomorrow, will he not much more clothe you? So don't worry saying, what will we eat? What will we wear? What will we drink? For the pagans run after these things. But your heavenly Father knows that you need them. He knows that you need them. Come on. He knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and whose righteousness? What did we talk about before? Imputed righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not walking around going, do I deserve this? Have I done enough to earn this? Have I done enough? Have I asked? Have I received? Have I, am I holy enough, clean enough? No, you have imputed righteousness. You have sought after his righteousness. You've said, God, I want your righteousness on my life. And that way, when you do my credit check, you see Jesus on me, in me, and all around me because I sought first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. And for those people, who receive God's righteousness, all these other things will be given to you as well. Does this make sense? Do you understand this? This right here is gold. Some people will be like, it's metaphorical. Well, you know what? It's that too, but it's primarily physical. All these other things will be given to you as well. He's saying, I will bless you. I will take care of you. I will bring these blessings into your life. Hallelujah. It is his intention to bless you. It is his intention to clothe you. It's his intention to look after you. And it is in his will to provide for each and every one of you. Jeremiah the prophet declared that God has planned to bless you, that God has planned to prosper you, that God had planned it before you were even a twinkle in your daddy's eye, that it was his plan to bless you. Church, would you stand up as we get ready to make some declarations over your life? I know this is hard for some people to receive. Last night I was talking to Amanda, wherever she is. She's here and she's a real person. Last night I was talking to Amanda and we're talking about how people just can't receive. There's a blockage in their mind. If I say to this gentleman here, hey, have 10 bucks, he might not want it. If we were strangers out in the field, nah. But if I say, hey, if you can lift up that rock, like this big, if you can lift that rock, I'll give you 10 bucks. And he'll be like, okay. And he'll take the $10. Why? People want to earn everything they receive. They think it's a trap otherwise. They're skeptical. There's a blockage in our minds that won't allow us to receive something for free. You'd rather say, all right, if you can throw a ball over that wall, I'll give you $100. But you don't want the $100 without. And that's why even as I preach this message, so many of you are like, I'm not sure how I feel about this. Ooh, because there's something skeptical in us that we just want to earn it, but God has already done it. God has already paid for it. And we need to smash that barrier in our minds down in Jesus' name and receive. And for some people, it's like, oh, health and wealth. I don't know about that. Because in scripture, it literally says it is a good thing to have wealth and the good health to enjoy it. Verbatim, word for word. It is good to have health and wealth. That's what the Bible says, word for word. When did someone decide it was bad to be healthy? I've quite enjoyed it, to be honest. When did someone say it's bad to receive a blessing in your life? When did that become bad? Because there's something in us that doesn't want to receive the favor of God. We're going to smash that barrier down and say, I receive it in Jesus' name. So I want to make some declarations over you as individuals and over you as families. I'm going to read out a few things that God laid on my heart, things that he showed me he's going to do in your lives this year. Some of them are for every one of you. Some of them might be specific. You know what, as I say it, just reach out your hands if you want and say, I receive it. If the one of them speaks, you just say, I receive it. Don't say, please, can I have it? Say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. These are the things. Are you ready? Come on. God, I declare in Jesus' name that people are going to find jobs they've been looking their whole life for this year. I see you getting promotions that you don't even deserve. But as you trust God, He's going to give you the wisdom to excel and bless that workplace and your families. Amen. I declare a new measure of peace in every home in this room. I declare joy, 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 joy in every home that the world can't take away. Joy that piling bills can't take away. Joy that cancer can't take away. Joy that a rowdy neighbor can't take away. I declare joy in your life in Jesus' name. I see people finally living in the forgiveness that God has already paid for. I declare an increase in your finances, an increase in your influence, in your health, an increase in your grace, an increase in the passion of your life. I see brokenness healed in Jesus' name. Anxiety overruled by the power of God. Depression and oppression being banished in Jesus' name. I see families that have been living in conflict, living in unity this year. I see the suicidal finding their God-ordained purpose for being on this planet and living in hope. I see you having victory over the sins of 2018. I see you having victory over the sin that has so easily entangled you for years and years or even decades. I see victory in your life this year in Jesus' name. I see the saints, that's every single one of you, living in the purpose and the power of God, taking ground, tearing down lies, kicking down walls, and overflowing with grace, power, and blessing, and the hope of God on our communities. If you receive that, give the Lord a shout of praise and say amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Some of you, God has already broken chains off your life, but you're living them anyway. Scripture talks about, it says, it's not calling us dogs, but it says, as a dog returns to its vomit, some of us return to our bondage or our sin or whatever else. There are chains that God has broken off our lives that some of us are running back into. There might be abusive relationships that we were in and God has broken that, and somehow we find ourselves back in that again. And God is saying, I have come to set you free from that stuff. You will find all you need in Him. You'll find all you need in His presence, in His church, in His Word, and you don't have to return to that. God can provide the needs that you have. Amen. There are others that have different sins or struggles that God has broken the chains, and we return anyway. And God is saying, would you live in the blessing? Would you live in the freedom? I broke that chain. There is a story of elephants that when they're little, they're given a tiny peg in the ground and a chain. When they're big, that elephant could easily run away, but it never will because it's used to being stuck by a chain. It could say, get off me chain and walk away, but it won't walk away. We have been doing that in different areas of our lives, I'm sure of it. We need to say, I'm living in the freedom. God broke the chain. I receive all that God has done for me. I will not return to that pile of vomit. Come on. If that's you, you need to come down the front and get prayer today. If that's you, you need to come down here and ask for prayer. If something in this message spoke to you, if one of these declarations, you said, I received that, the Holy Spirit laid it on your heart and you're like, yeah, that one was for me. Maybe you took all of them. I'm a bit greedy. I want to take them all too. Come on. Then you need to come down the front, step out in faith, and receive it by saying to the person at the front, this is what God has said to me. Will you pray that I will have the strength to walk in that this year? Amen. Just come down the front for prayer. If you need prayer for your marriage, finances, body, healing, emotions, work, employment, whatever, if you need prayer today, don't leave this place desperate for a miracle that God is wanting you to receive today. And just walk out and don't grab it. All right, so come down the front to my left for prayer. All right, that's where we do that in just a couple of moments. All right, but before we do that, there are people in here who don't know Jesus or have walked away from Him, and you need to give Him your life today. Scripture says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. So that's why I'm not asking you to be perfect, stop sinning, change your life, yada, yada, yada. Your sins are paid for. The things you've done wrong, God has brought you freedom. You just need to receive it today. Okay? Just receive it. Scripture doesn't say change your life and you will be saved. Change your life and you'll go to heaven. No, no. Just give your life to Jesus. Just pray this prayer. If you pray this prayer, Scripture says you will be saved. That means you won't go to hell, you go to heaven, and you'll live a blessed life on earth as you listen to the wisdom that He'll give you and He'll guide you. Amen? So I want you to give Him your life today. Let Him take away your sin. Let Him take away the shame and the pain that you've carried your whole life. Could be shame for things that you did wrong that were disgusting and bad. Or it could be shame that because people did disgusting and bad things to you. Wherever the shame came from, God is the great shame breaker. And He wants to come and take that off your life. I promise you, if you give your life to God today, you will have a better life than you did beforehand. God cannot come in and make a life worse. He comes in and makes a life what it was designed to be. Amen. So I want you to pray this prayer with me. I'm going to say it one line at a time, and I want you to repeat it after me. And everyone in the room, front to back, right to left, they're going to repeat it as well. So you won't be alone. You won't stand out. Just pray this with all of us. Come on, everyone in the room, but especially those who want to give their life to Jesus and those who want to come back to Him. Pray with me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died on a cross for my sins. I receive that forgiveness in Jesus' name. He rose again to give me life, hope, joy, peace, and eternal life. I receive it. Help me to live the life that You designed for me. Give me the wisdom that You have already offered me. I love you in Jesus' name. Amen.